Roy, how are you?
Mr. President, how are you?
I've been trying to get you for days. I never saw a fellow that moved around like you do.
Mr. President,
I'd hate to have a search warrant for you and try to serve it on you personally.
I've been jumping around, I must confess, but I did write you a little note.
I've got it. The people have not spoken, they've shouted. I thought you got right to the point. I want you to give a little thought. We don't want to be conniving or planning anything, but I want you to give a little thought as to when we ought to get together and who we ought to get together. It's been some time now. And I have looked over all these civil rights things we've done, and we've got so many of them in the mill, it's more or less a hodgepodge, and I think we've got to try to centralize them and put some real authority and power in the thing and see what we want to do with the President's Committee and the new commission and the Civil Rights Commission, the Civil Rights Division of the Department, and what we do in the White House. Have a general consensus like we met after we signed the Civil Rights Bill, you remember, and we met at other times. Let's see how the best thing to do, and maybe if we could, maybe we ought to get together in the next few days sometime and go over this, and then let me talk to Katzenbach about an order consolidating them. Now, very frankly, I want to give you some of my thinking, and then I want you to use you as a critic and to check it and to give me any conflicting ideas that might be existing. I rather think that we ought to get rid of the President's Committee, which is set up by that executive order, since we're going to have the new commission on the FEPC, and we'll have the Civil Rights Commission. We ought to write an order kind of consolidating and coordinating these things so they don't go to fighting among themselves and get divided and see what real authority we have, keep all the authority and all the power, but try to centralize the administration. And I think it could be appropriate. I haven't talked to him. I don't want to talk to anybody else about it, but I think it could be appropriate to put all that under the general direction of the Vice President. And he is experienced in the field. The office is more or less the most important office, more important than any single cabinet officer. He can kind of outrank it, and several of them concerned with it. Labor is, health education is, poverty is. He could kind of chair the group. And I think he would be pretty sympathetic administrator and a leader, and I think he'd be a pretty eloquent one. And I think that all of them would think pretty highly of him, more so than they did me when I came in as vice president.
Well, I don't know about that, but I...
Well, you know, I mean, I hadn't been active in this field as he has, and they worked with me, and they supported me and helped me, but I think it... there's some underbrush there they don't have to have with Humphrey, because he's pretty well already there. He's the author of the act, kind of. He passed it with them. And I haven't talked to him about it. Haven't talked to any of the other civil rights groups about it, or haven't talked to any of the leaders about it. I have thanked you and Whitney Young, that's what I've called for, all the people that helped, and the shouting you talked about, I thank them. But I haven't gone into this detail, but I sure want to see it. It's set up right, and we don't lose any ground, and we don't get five different people going in separate directions and a bunch of divisions and quarrels started.
Yes. Now, Mr. President, some of it has brought to your attention some of the analyses. I bet there are a million analyses of the election, but the New York Times and also Dispatch, published here in Long Island Press, went into the effect of the strategy of the calling off of the demonstrations and of the effect of the moratorium, saying that it was basic to the procedure that came afterwards, and this was quite an influence on the election. I take great pride in that, because I battled a number of people in order to get that moratorium through.
Yeah.
But I'm not trying to sell that to you.
Oh, I know that.
You've seen so many operations in this campaign that you know and evaluate each one. I ought to tell you this, that naturally at the end of the campaign there was a lot of feeling, and I think probably the feeling parallel to what you had, that there ought to be some getting together on this matter, and a letter is in preparation to be sent to you to ask for a conference with the civil rights leaders on where do we go. Now, the move behind that was to try to prevent any one person running to the president and selling himself as the channel through which it ought to go, and that there ought to be a unified approach. I wanted you to know that that letter is coming.
Well, let me tell you what I have
about
done.
Six different groups.
I called you, and I called Phil Randolph.
Yes.
I called everybody that met with us. I called Farmer. I called King. I called Lee White. I called, Farmer, King, Randolph. I not only thanked them for the large unanimous vote of the Negroes of this country, but I told them I thought it's important that we get together and we try to review things, kind of like we had at various intervals.
These are essentially the same people.
All right, I said that to them by conversation. I tried to reach you. Where were you? Were you in Hawaii?
No, I haven't been to Hawaii yet, and I just canceled going there because I got so much here.
Every place I've called you, I missed you.
But I was at City College for a presentation of a doctor's degree and a whole lot of other things.
Last time I heard you, on your way from New York to Washington, and I'd get you there, and I never did get you there. But anyway, I have said to these folks we want to get together. I think a good time would be next week if it's agreeable to them. I'll be coming back here about Thursday. To the ranch, because I got to be at the college Friday.
Yeah.
I think Wednesday or Thursday would be good days. I've had Katzenbach. I've asked him to look into the thing thoroughly.
Yeah.
I don't want to do anything that weakens us in any way.
Yeah.
I want to do everything that strengthens us.
Yeah.
I do visualize the necessity of having a leader in the administration.
Yeah.
I try to be that leader as far as the equal employment is concerned.
And,
I think the Attorney General was more or less a symbol of leadership in the Congress with a bill. I think Humphrey was the leader in the legislative group more than nearly anybody else. I have talked to him about space, and I have talked to him about the Security Council. I have not talked to him about this. If you all agree, and we could kind of get an idea, I would ask him to sit down with Katzenbach and undertake some planning with y'all. Unofficially, I don't think we ought to say that you've taken over the government and run it, but I think that they could talk to all of you. And we wouldn't abolish anything or consolidate anything or reorganize anything except with the knowledge and approval of the groups that are going to have to work with us.
Well,
does that make sense to you?
It makes absolute sense, and I think some consolidation is in order, and I think it prevents scrambling, and I think it reassures the country that this thing is just not a scramble. It's a well-organized business, and the government intends business on it, and not foolishness.
I had Hodges here yesterday, and he's telling me of what Collins is doing. I'd like to get some of y'all's evaluation of that. He's very proud. He told him about how they moved into Mississippi, and they're running ads now for 5,000 rewards for any bombings. And they got their own businessmen doing it, and he says that they've attacked Collins a good deal down in Mississippi and Florida and some of the places, but that he has he's making great progress, and that he thinks that the dire predictions that made when the act was passed, that the whole South would be a series of things that it hadn't brought that to pass, and that we've just got to continue to work at it. So I think if we could get Hubert, I believe that he'll even ultimately be able to lead people of some of these other areas.
I'm sure he will.
I sent him into Houston, the roughest group we had, and he got a standing ovation when he finished, and he didn't pull a punch.
That's wonderful. That's
but
incredible.
I'd rather let them look at him and judge him by what they see and hear than to have them judging what Goldwater says.
Exactly so, exactly so. Now, Mr. President, in line with what Mr. Hodges told you about Governor Collins and the changing sentiment, I'd like to say to you that I was in Mississippi on Sunday, and prior to going there, I received word that a group of white businessmen and concerned people would like to talk with me. But between the time they extended the invitation and the time I got there, some other forces had moved in, and they felt that it would be inadvisable to do it at this time. I only cited to indicate that there is sentiment there to get together on this matter and to make some changes.
Well,
and I'm sure you know about that because you've been
involved. I do, and I've had a boy up here already since the election that's stayed in that delegation. Mississippi, and they just tried to bust his law practice and just damn near ruin him, but I've shown him how I respect him by inviting him over. And I won't invite you now, and you let me know what day you think's good, and I'll be back that Monday, and we'll get together as soon as we can, either there at the range. I think it's better there if we can do it soon.
Sure. Now, you'll be in
Washington Monday.
Monday, all the rest of the week.
Until Thursday night.
Well, Mr. President, my days are free. At your command. After Monday I'll be coming back from Florida. But Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, whenever you say, I'll be glad to.
All right. Let's tentatively look at Thursday, and I'll ask Lee White to get the group together, and I'll ask him to also check with you after he made up the group, see if you've got any further suggestions.
Thursday's fine, Mr. President, except late in the afternoon. I'm sorry, I have a speaking engagement in Akron, Ohio that night.
Well, Akron's a good place because we sure did well out there.
Yes, but if we can...
could do it at 10:30 that morning.
It doesn't make any difference. But any time the day you say.
Well, we'll tentatively look at that, and I'll have Lee White call you or Jack Mullaney.
Thank you so much.
And you'll be doing some heavy thinking on this general thing. Put your things together. You got this voluntary committee of the president.
Yeah.
You got civil rights commission. You got the new commission. And we really ought to think about how we're going to get good people, particularly some from this area, on that commission. Didn't you suggest Patterson from Atlanta?
Yes.
And I got him to serve. We ought to think of some more folks that would be good for this. That would make it a balanced commission. We ought to get the very best in the nation, and I'd have to rely on you to help me on some of these names. Now, you be thinking of them.
Yeah, I'll do my best, sir.
Okay, Roy, I'm grateful again for everything, and I've been trying to tell you ever since the election.
Oh, I appreciate it, and what we did because we had admiration for you.
I know that. Thank you, my friend.
Bye.